Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1563 of our trek, and it is time for your daily snippet of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words you hear today, over time, it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from an unknown source, but it is, "The function of fear is to warn us of danger. It is not to make us afraid to face it." So today's snippet will be facing fear. It seems to me that so many people are fearful today. Maybe it's always been that way. Like so much of our news and information, the evidence of fear is exploding through social media. Even much of the division and anger that we see on display today is rooted in fear. A proper level of fear is required for our safety, but only when the evidence supports that fear, which is rare. If we have become so used to fear, if we are faced with an event where we should be fearful, we do not know how to face that fear properly. Most media outlets and online social sites feed on people's fear because it drives eyeballs and revenue to their platform. This happens on all sides of the political spectrum. It is not reserved just for one ideology. Most of what we experience as fear today fits the acronym for fear, which is false evidence appearing real. We cannot allow ourselves to succumb to fear. When we do face real fear, we need to face it head on. Now, if there is an imminent danger to your life or the life of those that you love, then the response should be to remove yourself from that situation as quickly as possible. Otherwise, we need to conquer what is causing fear in our lives. Unfounded fear of success in any aspect of life is idea crippling, experience crushing, success stalling, inhibitor inflicted only by yourself. We must have the courage to carry on and fulfill our God-given destiny for our life. Courage is not the absence of fear, it is the triumph over it. As Christ followers, we need to come to the understanding that the opposite of faith is fear. Let us have faith in God that He is in control of our lives and all of the events throughout the world. God's love will keep us in His arms and nothing can separate us from His love. Romans chapter 8 verse 38 tells us, "I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither fears for today nor worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love." And also in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 we are told, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." As you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, I would ask you to please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,562 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day. Every day. See you on Monday for more daily wisdom.